Good morning, Your Honors. I'd like to reserve 3 minutes for rebuttal. My first argument is going to be under the AR 413, the NTA is defective.
That's completely precluded by our case law, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Isn't that argument completely precluded by case law?
Precluded, Your Honor?
I.e., we have precedent saying against it. Recent Ninth Circuit precedent.
Oh, yes, Your Honor. Okay. And under AR 6, we're going to be arguing that the lower courts failed to consider certain facts or acknowledge certain facts in the case, such as the mother of the child, of the U.S. citizen child, is not eligible to get a work permit, and the seriousness of the heart defect or the hole in the heart of the child, which is more serious than what the court had seemed to led to believe that it is okay because the current health condition of the child was good, but that does not necessarily mean that the future health of the child or the weight of the hole in the heart is not to be considered more heavily.
This goes to whether he's shown hardship that would justify cancellation of removal. Is that
correct, Your Honor?
But can you explain, we've said that we don't have jurisdiction to review sort of discretionary determinations about whether there's exceptional or unusual hardship. So why is this a question that we can review?
Because it's not a question of the discretion part, as the mentioning of the misunderstanding of the fact of the evidence. And also,
we don't have jurisdiction to review facts either. We do have jurisdiction to review the little constitutional issues, but not to review the factual determinations. Is that right or wrong?
That is correct, Your Honor.
All right, so how does this fit into what we do have a jurisdiction to decide?
Yes, Your Honor. So the other factual of the case to consider is the social group of the family for the petitioner, which he is a member of a family who lives in, he has a family in Mexico who has a relative in the United States, and the gang members in Mexico were aware of his presence in the United States, and that there is a distinction for that family as opposed to other family members because of the connection of the U.S. the family member in the United States.
So there's a serious legal question here of whether or not a family can be considered a particular social group, and that's a question that's common to the next couple of cases we have coming up. But my question for you is that issue presented in this case or not? Because the immigration judge said your client hadn't shown that he was going to be harmed because of his family ties, and if that's true, then we wouldn't have to reach the question of whether the family can be a social group. But I'd like to know, do you think that that is a finding that the board relied on? And is that a basis on which we could uphold the board's decision, or do you think the board didn't rely on that?
I think the board did rely on that. The argument is that his there was evidence in the hearing that this group, this gang, knew of his presence in the United States, and therefore they were attacking his family. And if he were to come back into the United or into Mexico, most likely they would also attack him because they controlled that small area.
But the immigration judge held that was not, even assuming that the family was a cognizable social group, there was no nexus to support that theory. And then the BIA was kind of somewhat unclear as to whether it was upholding the nexus ruling or instead ruling that the family was not a cognizable group here at all. And then your brief is somewhat unclear about whether you're complaining about the validity of LEA because you say some weird, like, well, other people are going to attack it, but you don't claim to be analyzing it yourself and accept it. And you say a few things about it. So we're kind of in a situation where we can't quite figure out the degree to which the validity of the Attorney General's decision in LEA matters in this case. Does it matter and why? And was it raised either before the board or here?
Well, I believe it was raised in the testimony of the...
I'm sorry, what was raised? LEA didn't even exist at that time, did it?
No, but the factors of LEA were raised in the testimony for the immigration judge. He did have a family down there in Mexico. This family was repeatedly attacked by the parents and the sister, and they knew of his presence and they mentioned it.
I understand that the question, okay, whether or not was attacked because whether his family was a social club and whether it was attacked for those reasons were raised. But the question after, I believe it was after the hearing, the Attorney General issued this opinion, LEA, which essentially said, except in unusual circumstances, a family is not a cognizable social group. Right? Then the board in this case says it's approving the IJ's ruling, which was a nexus ruling, not a cognizability of the family's social group. But then it seems to say that if they're relying on LEA, which is, so it's not cognizable. So then you come and you file a brief, which seems to mainly deal with the nexus question and assume that the family is a social group. And then says something like, well, you know, other people are going to attack the validity of LEA, but doesn't claim to be doing it yourself. So is the issue before us, is what I would say, the validity of the decision in LEA that a family is ordinarily not a social group? Is that question before us?
Well, yes, that question is.
Yeah, why?
Because... Well, I mean, that is what we are fighting against, and we are saying that...
Well, you certainly didn't make any argument in your brief about why it's not valid. There are a lot of pretty good arguments, but none of them are in your brief.
Yes, Your Honor. That was unfortunate foresight of mine. But we do believe that... this is a social group that is distinguishable, and it's finite, that is cognizable as well. And I'm going to reserve the rest of my time for a rebuttal.
Thank you.
If it may please the court, Mona Youssef, and on behalf of the respondent, the Attorney General, I'm just going to get right into the question that you're asking about what the board's decision does say. And I understand you're probably focused on the sentence that says that particular social group is foreclosed by the Attorney General's recent decision in LEA. If the board's decision was...
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. There is nothing in your brief about LEA.
Yeah, we assumed that this case where the board... Well, let me get back up. We read this decision as purely a nexus case. because the board first says the record supports the immigration's determination that the respondent failed to establish that he will be persecuted on account of a particular social group defined by his familial ties to his sister and father. There's also a footnote at the bottom when it's saying, after it discusses the time bar issue, we will also affirm the immigration judge's alternative decision denying asylum and withholding of removal on the merits for lack of establishing a nexus to a protected ground. In addition, when discussing the familial ties in the board's decision, it refers to page 11 of the immigrant, I'm sorry, 11, page 10 and 11 of the immigration judge's decision, which is 35 and 36 of the record. And those pages deal with the nexus finding that the immigration judge did find, based on the law at the time, that family does constitute a petitional social group, but that didn't get him to the merits of his asylum claim because he failed to establish a nexus between his claimed social group of family to the harm that was suffered to his family in Mexico.
Your submission essentially is that we should not and could not reach the literally the LEA in this case.
This would not be the case to reach that issue on, because the determinative factor, the dispositive finding as to asylum and withholding of removal, other than the fact that his asylum application is time barred, is that there is no nexus between the harm and a particular social group, political opinion, or his other claimed PSG, which is Mexicans returning back to the United States after a lengthy stay in the United States.
So here's the one concern I have with your reading of the board's decision.
Okay.
Both the sentence in the footnote and the sentence that precedes the citation to pages 10 to 11 of the IJ decision, they both refer to nexus, or one refers to nexus, the other says on account of, which is the same concept. But they both say, you know, nexus to a protected ground or on account of a particular social group. So they seem to have both concepts in there, both is there a connection and is this a cognizable particular social group? And then the only sort of substantive analysis is the next sentence, which says, you know, it's not a cognizable group because of LEA. So why, given that, should we read it as resting on the nexus part of those sentences?
Well, let's see. Well, they do link it to the family group. I'm looking at the fourth paragraph in the board's decision on page 4 of the record. Again, he said, the IJ's determination that the petitioner failed to establish he will be persecuted on account of a particular social group defined by his family ties to his sister and his father. So the way I read that is they're saying he didn't establish the tie between harm and his defined social group, which is his family.
I mean,
that's one thing, but then what's the next sentence doing there?
I mean, it could have been said more clearly. I can't argue that it's not. Really, the board should have said.
The problem is we're left with this mess because there is a very good argument that the board's decision at least rested in part, at least in the alternative, on the validity of LEA. But the petitioner hasn't really challenged it in any coherent way, and you haven't defended it at all. So what are we supposed to do next?
Well, I will say the reason we didn't defend the line that the particular social group is foreclosed by the Attorney General's recent decision is because you can't just say that. There has to be an explanation about, you know, it's a fact-based inquiry. So the Attorney General didn't say family can never be a social group.
Yes, it did.
What he said was...
It did say that. Actually, more strongly than LEA does itself. That's what's strange here. It read that particular social group.
I'm talking about the actual decision by the Attorney General and LEA.
This opinion says that a social group defined by his familial ties to his sister and father is foreclosed, period. not on a factual basis.
Is yes. your point that is the point you're making that, you know, if this were read as an application of LEA, mm-hmm. It would be an impermissible application because the board had no facts that would be needed to appropriately apply LEA in this case. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying if the board had just had that sentence without the previous sentence, this court, we probably would have remanded this case because you can't just say LEA forecloses social group because LEA basically said, no, when you argue social group, you still have to go through the criteria of particularity and to establish social distinction. So there should not be a blanket application that says LEA, no family can ever be a social group. That would be an error of law. But because we believe that the board, in a way, saved itself by the previous sentence that he failed to establish particular social group based on his family, or failed to establish persecution on because of his family, and refers to the IJ's decision, which particularly focused on the nexus requirement. And then they have the added footnote at the bottom, which says, the reason we're denying his application is because he failed to establish persecution for a lack of establishing a nexus. Is that clear?
It says for lack of establishing a nexus to a protected ground.
Yes.
So we're back in the same circle. If it's not a protected ground, then he didn't establish a nexus to a protected ground. So we really still can't get behind what this means.
Right, but your point, I take it, is it does say nexus. It doesn't say for lack of presenting a cognizable social group. It says nexus, and if you link that up with the sentence you've referred to that incorporates the IJ's decision, which was only a nexus decision, there's no other explanation for that other than adopting the nexus finding. It would have been helpful if this reference to the LEA was set off with some other word, but it seems, I don't know how else to read this other than some kind of dual finding.
Yeah, yes, that's exactly my point. And it would have been nice if it said, in addition to that particular social group is foreclosed. But that's not what's before us. I understand the concerns, but I think ultimately it's kind of a discernible path here. I think the board was really just trying to say that he failed to establish persecution based on any of the grounds that he raised, whether it's family, political opinion, or being a Mexican deportee. I mean, really, this case boils down to is that this gentleman's family, he comes from an area where there's lots of extortion. His sister was extorted in her household in 2013. Her father suffered the same crime 3 years later, but there's really no evidence that any of these criminals were either linked, that they were the same criminals, that they belonged to the same group, that they even cared that these particular individuals were related. They just wanted to get money. And the fact that they may have threatened somebody in the course of doing that was more of a means to an end. Just, we want your money. If we have to threaten you to your daughter, or mention the fact that your son is in the United States and probably can send you money, those were just tactics in order to get the money. And that's really what the facts of this case come down to. And to give the court a little cheat sheet, all the facts are really found on page 78 to 83, which is his testimony, the written statement, which is on page 119 to 20, and a page of his application, page 237. That's where all of the facts are in this particular case out of this 400-page record. And based on those facts, it was reasonable. Substantial evidence supports the agency's finding that he failed to establish failed to establish eligibility on the merits for asylum and withholding or removal.
Okay, your time is up.
Thank you for your time.
Somewhat clarifying argument of a very unclear situation.
Thank you.
Mr. Tijan.
Your Honors, I would just argue that it's also very speculative to think that this group is not one group, and also just randomly attacking everyone. It is more probable than not that they would focus on people with relatives in the United States. Therefore, they would have the higher probability of more money to get.
And yeah, well, if that were true, that wouldn't be a key. I don't think that would demonstrate that regard to Mr. Calderon Mejia, that he was being threatened because of his family ties. I mean, it would be the opposite. They were being threatened because of him, but not that he was being threatened because of his family.
He was not being threatened because of his family in the United
States. Because of membership in his family. They were being threatened because of his relationship to him, but he wasn't being threatened because of his relationship to them.
Correct, but...
Well, if it's correct, then you don't have a nexus to assuming the family is the social group. That's not why he was in danger, if he was in danger.
He was in danger because they knew of his... I don't think there was a
Well, because they knew that he was... They thought he had money and he was in the United States. And if he came back, they think he was rich. But that has nothing to do with his family.
But his family are the people that are readily available to attack.
And correct. But he has to be in danger, not them.
But he was... in danger as well because of their knowledge of his presence in the United States.
That's a different theory. That's not family as a social group theory.
But
okay, thank you very much. Your time is up. And I do think, Mr. Tanger, that you should know more about your case before you come to us. Thank you very much. The case of Calderon Mejia versus Barr is submitted, and we are going to take a break.
Thank you so much.